The wise will hear and understand what the Spirit has to say through all these prophets, saith the Spirit of grace. For understand this, have I not notified you in advance of things in the Spirit that you could not see with the natural eye? And yet things that were transpiring beyond your ability to see and to hear. Did not I tell you that your enemy weeks ago was fearful of slipping from a post that he had of authority over your lives and losing faithful ground that he had had by his arsenal against your life through the decades? But know this, those things, as I prophesied, have come to pass, saith the Spirit of grace.
Hallelujah.
How would you know? Would you wait for natural circumstances to tell you? No, I say unto you, hear the voice of the Spirit, saith the Spirit of grace. Hear the voice of one looking into that realm and seeing quite adequately those things that have taken place. For know this, this morning stands as your witness, not to an individual, not to a few, but collectively you've all come up higher, saith the Spirit of grace. Know this, that ground, severe ground, has been taken in the Spirit, and many of you locate that. Many of you can locate things that you've been able to accomplish in recent days, or a witness on the inside saying, come up higher. But know this, whether you can signify or cannot, I say unto you today, you are and have come up higher, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. How do these things interpret out, says the natural mind? Well, you'll note this, that as one body comes up higher collectively, then in everything in their lives, even in their bodies, in their marriages, in their homes, and everything that is personal to them, you'll find even a higher level of authority and a deeper level of peace. Those who enter in know this. These things have come to you absolutely to a body, elevating you and bringing you ever closer to the outpouring that I promised that you would have. For without this, you could not go to the next place. But know this, your enemy licks his wounds this morning because there's a place that he does not have in you that he once had. But know this, take this opportunity to put the pedal to the metal and move forward, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So rejoice. And again I say rejoice. Hallelujah.